In Bulgaria, rightist party appears to have won parliamentary elections, but its prospect of forming another government look uncertain, as a potential partner has already ruled out a coalition deal. As Stefan Boss reports, voter turnout was the lowest in the Balkan countries' post-communist history.
First official results show that the rightist GER party won Sunday's general elections in Bulgaria with about 31% of the vote, followed by the opposition socialists with roughly 27%. GERB's victory was remarkable as the party was forced to resign from government in February following demonstrations against poverty, price hikes and high-level corruption. Additionally, a former interior minister was linked to a wiretapping scandal involving political opponents. And on the eve of the elections, 350,000 illegal ballot papers were discovered in a printing house with links to the GER party. Yet analysts point out that only the party faithful appear to have bothered to cast ballots. About half of Bulgaria's nearly 7 million eligible voters stayed home amid widespread dissatisfaction with the political elite in what is the European Union's poorest member state. 6 years after Bulgaria joined the EU, unemployment remains at an 8-year high. Millions struggle to survive on low wages or pensions, and the government is still not able to provide running water and reliable electricity to all its citizens. There is concern that the situation will not improve without a stable government. The GER party of former bodyguard and ex-prime minister Boyko Borisov said it is ready to form even a minority government if necessary. But one of its potential partners, the nationalist Attack Party, has already declined the offer. Commentators have warned that a delay in forming a new administration may raise questions over economic policy, with low debt needed to maintain confidence in a currency pegged to the euro, and hinder growth. There is concern that Bulgaria will already face new elections later this year. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.